Hello, I'm Jen Seeger, and I'd like to welcome you back to the Microsoft Cloud Transition Training. This is the second of three sessions devoted to helping you make the right business decision about how to add cloud services to your business. In the first chapter, we introduced two situational factors that influence your cloud business solution. These are your predominant business model, or PBM, and your operational maturity level, or OML. If you haven't watched session one, I encourage you to view session one before proceeding to session two. A couple of housekeeping items. Please locate the Fill in Your Predominant Business Model handout from session one. We will continue to fill this out in this session. Now let's get started. In this session, we'll continue to review the key differences between the four basic cloud business options. This chart provides the key risk and return considerations for each of the cloud business options. The distinguishing characteristics between these four options are who bills the client, who's involved in marketing the service, revenue recognition, relative margins or earnings opportunity, and lastly, an assessment of overall partner risk by predominant business model. Take a moment to familiarize yourself with the options and their characteristics. The key differences include whose brand is used, who bills the customer, who owns the delivery infrastructure. For example, Microsoft owns delivery of Office 365, which can be billed directly to customers by Microsoft or can be billed by partners. Some solution providers are also licensed to offer it to other partners on a white label basis. It's important to remind you that there is no risk-free option, and some options have higher returns and some have lower. In this workshop, we're not looking for a perfect option. Instead, we're looking for a best fit option for your PBM, OML, and adoption rate in the market, and your tolerance for risk when pursuing return. Let's delve a bit deeper into the different cloud business options. This is a classic risk-return decision-making chart. Generally, the option in the upper right is the one with the best balance of risk and return. The option in the lower left is the one with the least favorable balance of risk and return. A referring vendor-branded partner is simply introducing another company's solution and being paid a referral fee for that introduction. This is common in telecommunications and in many hosted solutions. Microsoft offers an attractive incentive for this option, and you can see that the gross margin for this option is low and the risk of failure depends on your PBM. Next, the reselling vendor-branded goes one step further by moving incremental tasks such as billing, collections, and some level of customer support to the partner. The vendor may also require that certain conditions, like training, be met to become a reseller. This is most similar to the hardware resell model. In this option, the gross margin is higher, but the risk is also increased. Partner-branded white label eliminates the vendor's brand and marketing support from the equation. You create your own branded offering and have exclusive responsibility for marketing. The vendor simply provides the infrastructure and some level of support for the offering. This option provides high gross margins. Lastly, partner-owned private cloud is what the name implies. Not only do you own the brand and marketing responsibilities, but you own the hosting infrastructure and all support other than that provided by the software manufacturer. This option is high risk for all PBMs, but the gross margins are the highest out of all of the options. You can achieve lower risks and higher returns by combining any cloud business option that you choose with managed services. Returns are typically higher because the offer can be added to the service bundle of managed services without specifically breaking out the pricing. This makes price comparison more difficult and protects margins. Risk is also lowered because it increases stickiness with the customer, making it more difficult for the customer to take their business elsewhere, and increases the customer satisfaction with the cloud service they purchased. As you can see, the blue representing cloud with managed services always scores higher on the gross margin percentage than the purple, which represents cloud without managed services. Another factor that would affect the viability of different cloud options is your market's demand for the cloud. This chart will help you determine the current cloud adoption rate in your market and how much time you have to produce a return. If you are in a mature market, the options that will be viable to you will be refurb vendor branded and resell vendor branded. Note that very few markets have reached market maturity. Many are in the early stages and somewhat fewer are in the market aware stage. Also note that in the market early and market aware stages, it's not likely the partner who chooses to build their own cloud will have sufficient time to recover their investment and receive a reasonable return. Those who have chosen to implement private cloud before them will be too far ahead to reasonably catch up. At this point, please take a minute to determine your assessment of your market by choosing one of the three options. In this example, I will match up my cloud business option, partner-branded white label, to my market's current stage of cloud adoption, aware, and this gives me an idea of the best chance for success. Now let's fill out the worksheet you downloaded from session one using the ranking we just discussed. Just to recap, partner-branded white label would rank 1, resell vendor-branded would rank 2 because it's viable but it requires additional investment. Refer vendor branded is number 3 because even though its time to market is short, value is also lower. Partner owned private cloud is last because it's high risk and low return and takes longer than I believe my market adoption status will safely allow. For this partner, based on the assessment so far, the best cloud option for them would be partner branded white label. In evaluating market adoption rate, it's also important to understand that the speed with which you can sell into that market will determine whether you can sell the needed number of deals with remaining market timing available. The key points of this chart are that for any new service, including any of the 4 cloud business options, it takes about 10 deals to get to break even on the investment required to bring it to market. It then takes another 10 deals before your total return on investment reaches a good return. And it often will take as many as 30 or even more deals to be sold before the new offering on the market will force a sunset. To the extent that your sales and marketing capacity can execute 20 deals in a short amount of time, say 18 months for example, then you might have a good shot at getting a good return before you must consider evolving the option and starting the number of deals counter again at 0 deals. If you feel that you cannot reach 20 deals in a short amount of time, you may want to choose a cloud option that requires less investment, so that the return can occur within fewer deals. This concludes Chapter 2 of the Cloud Transition Training. In the next segment, we'll move on to assessing how each cloud option will likely impact your company's stock value, an important measure of return. This will also help determine which cloud business option is most likely to be successful for you. Thank you for your time today. I hope you found this content to be helpful in your planning. See you next time.